This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Cynthia, the G-Bag of the day, yes, by a vote of 70% to 30%. If you ever miss it, you can always get a replay of the G-Bag of the day. And LA Live replays your champ every night right here. But 2:30 every afternoon, we play the best audio for the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, whatever it might be. Vote on our winner. Today, we had a vote off. So the fans decided it at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Thanks to everybody who followed us. We are in the process of following you right back at G-Bag Nation on X. Here's Wolchuk and your NFL news of the day.
It does appear Eric Kendricks is going to stick with jersey number 50 for the upcoming season for the Dallas Cowboys. So if you want to get an Eric Kendricks jersey, he'll be wearing the Sean Lee number 50. Sheldrick Redwine, the safety, who some people were pretty high on during training camp last year in preseason, is going to switch his number from 36 to number 20, since that is now vacated with Tony Pollard's departure.
Athletes' names that most connote boozing.
Redwine is definitely there.
I'll go all in with that.
Yeah, that's a fantastic one. In the NFC East.
Teddy Bruschi?
Yeah,
Teddy Bruschi is a good one. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think if Sean Lee had stayed healthy, nobody would be wearing that 50 for a while.
I think you're right about that, Dawson.
I think so, too.
Should we be putting more respect on that number?
Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, they just didn't quite earn it.
They don't retire jersey numbers. Like the 88 club, 54 gets worn a lot. So, I mean, really the only ones that we haven't handed out, I think, are Romo at 22, or excuse me, Emmitt Smith at 22, and then Staubach. Roger Staubach at 12. Yeah. I don't know, have we had an 8? Has anybody worn Troy Aikman's 8?
No.
So those would be the three that I can think of that I don't think anybody's worn, but otherwise they don't seem to do that. But, hey, at least one great linebacker is going to wear it in Eric Kendricks, even if it is the twilight of his career.
Yeah, he fits.
Hell of a player.
Yeah.
Now, the Giants were upset. Somebody leaked that they want J.J. McCarthy, and they were even more interested, apparently, this is from Benjamin Albright, in Jaden Daniels. However, it's become very clear that Daniels is going to go top three in the draft. So that's why the Giants have pivoted to looking at J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. And according to Sports Illustrated, the Commanders are leaning towards drafting Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick, in which the Patriots are in position to either trade back with, say, Minnesota, who loves Drake May, or the Patriots would just select Drake May at number 3 overall if they stay there and want to take a quarterback. So that's a bummer, because I think that's our number 2 quarterback, Jaden Daniels. You and me, Brian, we love that dude. And if he ends up being a Washington Commander, I've got to hate watch him from now on.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, and you said the Giants were disappointed that McCarthy news got leaked.
Yeah, because somebody within their organization must have put that out there. They didn't want people to know that they had interest in J.J. McCarthy, and maybe they also wanted to be sensitive to Daniel Jones. I don't know.
Well, there also could be in a situation where they're trying to drum up some business for that 6th pick.
That could be, too.
You know? So, I mean, that's, you know, they might have done some, they're acting like they're disappointed, but they're the ones that leaked the information.
Is that like a pen toss?
I think so.
You're like, oh, darn it. Somebody knows about this, but really, this is good news for us.
I think they're trying to create, you know, you throw chum in the water and you kind of use the media to your advantage if you can. You act like you're mad, but you're really not mad.
Yeah. Yeah. We see the top, for the most part, the top three quarterbacks are Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May, generally speaking. Is McCarthy y'all's QB4?
Penix is my QB4.
Yeah.
And then McCarthy?
And then McCarthy. Yeah.
Okay, so y'all both have McCarthy at QB5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like the love for him is building, and it's, I don't know if it's a bunch of BS or what.
Look,
but
he's got some traits that I do think are strong. He's athletic. He can run around. I do think he's got a good arm. I mean, he was able to showcase that in some games to me. That, I mean, there's just also times where he sails some passes. I don't think the footwork's always great. And he just wasn't, and that this is not to his fault, but he wasn't asked to do a lot the majority of the time. You will try to evaluate him, and a ton of it's, hey, let's hand the ball off to Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. So, I mean, even the national championship game, he didn't have to do much when you evaluate him. So it's tough a little bit. J.J. McCarthy, I mean, I saw somebody else say he's like the Kyle Shanahan prototype. Like, that's exactly the type of quarterback Kyle Shanahan would want. Mm. He's mobile. He can roll outside the pocket. He's good in the play action game, plays within the system.
We'll just do whatever the coach wants him to do.
Exactly. So we'll see. I mean, people do seem to like some of the upside. I'm not one of those guys, but I could be very wrong on J.J. McCarthy.
I'll tell you what, though, if you really want to get a good evaluation of him, watch that Alabama game at the end when it was kind of everything was on the line at the end. He made some really good decisions and made some really good throws in order to kind of get them that victory to and close I think that thing out.
That goes a long way with
the Ohio State games. He's lost one game in his career.
Yeah, he's a winner.
Yeah. But yeah, the big game, big moment stuff, that goes a long way, dude. Yeah.
No, that's definitely a way that they want to go in and evaluate some of these quarterbacks.
And the only thing that I've seen numbers-wise that made me interested in him was the fact that his conversion rate on third and longs was really, really good. Third and seven or more, J.J. McCarthy, I think, is the best quarterback in this draft at conversion. So then that's you know, homage to him and probably the play calling and design and stuff getting him in position there. But I think that's a pretty good sign for a guy.
By the way, salute to Charlie out there. He's listening and points out 74 Bob Lilly's never been worn. Here he's interacting with us on X.
In the preseason, I think it was, but maybe not in
season. Oh, no, in preseason, they'll put it out.
They'll wear that, but you're right. Never not do in the season. Regular, in season. Okay, let's stick with the Giants here. Actually, this is now moving on to the Eagles, former Giants, Saquon Barkley. I saw this a couple days ago, but this is the first thing his daughter said when he told her he was going from the Giants to the Eagles.
But my daughter, funny story with her, she knows there's a lot of history in my career with the Eagles. I remember one time when I was with the Giants and we lost to Philly in the playoffs, we went to a diner to get some breakfast, and there was a bird, and she was like, Daddy, oh no, oh no. And I'm like, what is it? She points to the bird and she's like, it's the Eagles, it's the Eagles. And me and Anna, you know, we just started laughing. I just put my head down, I just kind of start shaking. So when I told her that we're going to be going to Philly, she kind of was just like, does that mean we're going to win now? And I just started smiling again. And I was like, hopefully we can win some more games here.
Shots fired there from Barkley's daughter at his old team, the New York Giants. But nobody can humble you quite like your kids, right?
No, for sure. No, they speak the honesty right there. So that's a good take. It's a good take by her.
Love that. Speaking of running back, shout out to Bijan Robinson. I did not know if this was true, but it is true. He had a perfect bracket in the NCAA tournament after day one. He picked the number 11 seed Oregon upset. The NC State upset, and of course, Oakland. The Duquesne upset.
Oh, and Duquesne.
Duquesne and Oakland,
Yeah, my bracket's perfect, too. Congrats to him. You know, we're just through day one, though, you know?
We're just through day one.
Yeah.
Now, he did have Western Kentucky winning today.
He's about to take an L.
And he is going to take an L on that, so that's going to ruin the perfect bracket. But the University of Texas own and current Atlanta Falcon, Bijan Robinson.
Did he pick Texas to win it all?
He didn't pick Texas to win it all, I don't think.
Yeah. Got my bracket back at the house. I'll have to let you guys know who I had on Monday.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I think you've got a perfect bracket.
Yeah.
I think you went full Corey Majors.
Yeah.
And just crushed.
You don't have
thing.
The digital bracket like the rest of the world. You got a hard copy.
That's right.
And you left it at home.
School. And that's what a pro's pro does.
Yeah.
You know, you're still writing it out.
It's got a little crossed out teams.
Absolutely.
Got the highlighter. You know,
you put it on the fridge. You run and check it after every game.
Hello.
Yeah. Free agent cornerback, we brought him up yesterday, Xavien Howard, would love to play for the hometown Houston Texans. Of course, he went to Baylor. He's from the Houston area. He told the OGs podcast, hosted by Udonis Haslam and Mike Miller, I would love to do that, especially back home, the crib. I wouldn't say I've always been a Texans fan, but this offseason I'm a Houston Texans fan. I've had it tatted on me. I even got the Houston Rockets and the Texans logos tatted on him.
Oh, that's cool.
Holy moly. Yeah. That's dedication right there. Now
I like when they have a killer sleeve and then you see like the T for the Rangers layered in there or something when you see a Tolo or any, really
it's crazy. It's badass.
Yeah.
But he's repping the hometown squad. Now, they've done a good job. Houston has just adding talent. See if they can, you
they've
know. Done
it. They've gone. They've made a lot of strides.
They really have. So they've already got Derek Stingley Jr., who was really good last year. They also added Nickel Desmond King after he got released.
Yes.
And he's always been a good always player. Like underrated.
Him. Yeah, very underrated.
They added Jeff Okuda, former South Grand Prairie standout.
Well, I thought he was going to be special. I hope he still can be.
And they signed C.J. Anderson, former top 10 pick as well.
Yeah.
So they've really just kind of acquired a bunch of former top 10 picks here to see if any of them work out. Maybe there's still room for one Xavien Howard. Speaking of the draft, Cowboys need a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, we've talked about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. You certainly scouted his dad, Jeremiah Trotter, their former Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, I drafted him, yeah.
He was asked recently, as he's been making some of the podcast rounds, how'd you feel if your son ended up being selected by the Dallas Cowboys?
What if he was drafted by the Cowboys or the Giants?
I've been asked that question too. And if he's drafted by the Cowboys, maybe that's where God wanted him to go, you know? And I told him I can't wear a jersey though. I'm just gonna have to wear neutral colors. I probably wear his college jersey. I can't put on a Dallas jersey. I just can't do it. I mean, I feel maybe I'm a little arrogant. I feel I'm too important to the city, to the fans. You know what I'm saying? If I was just a regular player to come through, but I feel like I'm one of the relationship that I have with the Eagles fan base, it would be too much of a betrayal, you know? So I couldn't do it. I just have to wear neutral colors or his college jersey. It's fine, you know?
That's perfect. Or the prep?
The prep.
If it fits?
Yeah, if it fits.
Yeah, you know, I just think, especially if part of your brand is still tied to it, your image in the city, you're doing media or you're doing business, you still live there. It's the rivalry is too toxic, and the Eagles fans are too immature and sophomoric to understand that blood is more important than maybe that kind of stuff. You know, I think maybe you wouldn't want to see a Cowboy go, but when it is a kid, if they did do it, you know. Like Micah in a 76ers jersey, that's slightly different, but it's where he grew up. And I think it is significantly more understandable when it's your child. Maybe not a jersey, but at least a T-shirt or something.
Yeah, this is smart, dude, because no one turns on their team quicker than Eagles fans.
Yeah, you know? Just ask Jalen Hurts.
Home field advantage can feel like home field advantage, and then all of a sudden the Eagles, it's like you're in the most hostile environment of all time because the entire stadium has turned against you. So, yeah, I don't think that's something you want to mess with here.
I mean, it's a business plan to just hate Cowboys. You know, it's a good business in Philadelphia. A lot of reasons to it, though. You know, but what do you guys think of the player? Is this something you'd like to see?
I like the player. Now, I will say, if people want to say that they don't, it's probably because they watched his tape against Duke. He did not have a good game. But overall, I do think that he is a very instinctive player. I think Brian likes him a little bit more than I do. I think there's some other linebackers that I prefer. But he is. I mean, the instincts are there. He's sideline to sideline. He's got coverage ability. He can fill holes in the run game. I do think Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is good. He's just short.
Yeah, I think he's got some Nick Bolton to his game, to be honest with you, with the Chiefs. And I thought, you know, Nick coming out of Missouri, that instincts, the ability to attack the ball, be around the ball to finish the tackle the way he does. But, yeah, he's 6 foot tall. He's 6 foot. He's 228 pounds. He's just not going to get outworked. He's like his dad in that way.
He's very gritty.
His dad would never quit on a play, and the son has got some of that to his game as well.
Yeah, the motor you never have to question when you watch him. Yeah. I mean, he is always go, 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 go. Former Titans corner Christian Fulton signing a one-year deal with the L.A. Chargers. Now, there's a little bit of beef going on right now between the Chargers' new general manager and now the agent of one Keenan Allen. So the GM, Joe Ortiz, said the team presented multiple different options to Keenan Allen, a statement that was quickly refuted by Allen's agent, Joby Brannion. He said, quote, to be clear, only one offer was made. It was a pay cut for 2024 with a two-year extension. We made a counteroffer. It was rejected. Then we were informed of the Chargers' intention to trade Keenan Allen. So I don't know if maybe this was just first-year GM. You know, Keenan Allen, obviously loved by Charger fans, has had a tremendous career there. He's trying to save face. Like, I'm not just coming in here and trying to trade all of your favorite players. I attempted to keep said player. But the agent is saying, dude, you're full of bleep.
Well, you know, I always love a good front office agent off.
I do love a good agent off. Yeah. Give me the beef.
Steven Jones with Tank's agent at the combine.
Oh, gosh, yes.
The mother bleeping heard round the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious.
It was epic. Steven's still in denial about how awesome that was.
No, Steven, that was really kind of cool that he basically told that agent, he goes, you know, you're not dealing with my dad. You're dealing with me now, and you better get ready for that.
Damn right.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't pay like he did.
Yeah.
You know, unless we drafted you, yeah. Then we wait till the last second to overpay you, okay? I think they caved to Tank too, didn't they? Although Tank came around and did a team-friendly deal last couple of years.
It's ended up
being a good relationship on both sides.
Yeah, I think he gave
sides.
The Cowboys what they want. And we also have Cardinals GM very quickly is going to be listening to offers for the number 4 overall pick. Although Marvin Harrison Jr., he's basically saying he's down a mercenary. I'll play for the Chargers. I'll play for the Cardinals. He told Paris Johnson, his former college teammate, that's the place he wants to be, is in Arizona. So if they stay at 4, maybe they take the wide receiver from Ohio State. Otherwise, they might be trying to back up out of there, get some extra picks.
There he is, Zach Wolchuk, NFL News of the Day. You've come to know it and love it every afternoon at 3 o'clock here in the nation. We do have Biggest L, Biggest Dub coming up at 3:40. Take a look at the weekend review. But up next, we want to know, you know, Wolchuk has been studying draft with Broadus now for a couple of years running now. Can he chat it up like a proper scout, or is he still a wannabe? We have an official scout glossary of terms, wannabe. And we'll put him to the test next in the nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, Brian Broaddus, and I both have in front of us an NFL draft glossary of terms, a scouting glossary of terms, if you will, and we're going to go through these and see how much Wolchuk has been picking up with Broaddus and his draft cronies been putting down over the last couple of years. How many years have you been studying these players with Broaddus now, Bully?
He's number two.
Nice.
He's number two with Brian.
Well, you're picking up very quickly. I'm impressed. And
he's hosting the whole draft, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the trust of Derek Eagleton year two. You must be doing something right.
Stunning. Hopefully I don't butcher this thing, boys.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Derek Eagleton, by the way, the web boss over there at .com for the Cowboys.
Big chief over there. Yeah.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys text line is open for you as well at 877-881-1053. If you would like to throw out scouting terms, now if you can take your text window down, Wolchuk, the Tolos can play along with us, throw out some scouting terms with definition, and we'll test you on those as well. Brian, what do you think is your favorite scouting term that Wolchuk might not be aware of at this time?
Cow on ice.
A cow on ice?
Cow on ice.
Must be popular in the upper Midwest.
A cow on ice, so I mean, it must just be a player that doesn't move well, right? He's just slow compared to everybody else around him.
Cow on ice is a player that has no balance.
Okay.
You've ever imagined like seeing a cow walking around
everywhere? And his
legs are going everywhere.
Yeah.
Falling down some, on the ground, up, falling on the ground again.
Cow on ice. That's a good one. I've never heard that one.
Cow on ice.
Kind of like Bambi on ice, but bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
when
what
it hits
saying.
A bigger
player. Yeah. Just seeing a bigger player.
Yeah. It'd be a horrible thing for your offensive lineman to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely don't want to line him with that.
If you're like, this guy plays like a cow on ice.
Off my draft board.
Yeah. You got no balance.
Yeah.
Chief, do you have any favorites rattling around in your head?
You get the glass eaters, the trash can.
Trash can full of dirt.
Trash can full of
tackle,
dirt.
Tough to move.
Yeah.
We're talking
like
a Dancing Bear, big boy, like a Braden Fisk almost. You know, we're talking about a big three tech, get up the field for you, give you some pass rush ability. And the glass eater is one of my favorites. I mean, we're talking about a mean, nasty, physical offensive lineman.
Bad dude.
Like Graham Barton from Duke. That's why I love him. He's a glass eater.
Now, what's a war daddy to you, Wolchuk?
War daddy would be a defensive end that can just absolutely disrupt the game. We're talking about a dude with good bend, can get off the edge. He can set the edge and defend the run as well, but mainly impact the game with his pass rushing traits and ability to get after the quarterback.
Because, Brian, I've seen war daddy explained like at least three or four different ways. Yeah. Originally, I thought it was a smaller player who just made up for it with heart.
No, it's an unblockable guy.
That's unblockable guy?
Yeah. Like Micah Parsons is a war daddy.
Yeah, well, our guy with the Rams.
Aaron Donald.
That's a war daddy right there.
TJ Watt, war daddy.
He's a guy, every time you watch the tape, he's like, he's making plays. He's unblockable. That's a war daddy.
Myles Garrett, war daddy.
Yeah.
Randy Gregory, weed daddy.
I love me some weed daddies.
You always have.
Okay, speaking of weed Mozzie daddies.
Mozzie Smith, slow daddy.
What is hangs in plant?
Hangs in plant?
Hangs in plant, Wolchuk.
I've never heard this.
Speaking of a weed daddy.
This is some vegan scouting report.
Hangs in plant. Maybe, could this be similar to trash can full of dirt? Just a tough guy to move, holds his ground well?
No. I believe this has to do with defensive back play.
Yeah, hesitating and planting his feet and driving into the ball.
Yeah.
You know, you're backpedaling, you're getting ready to drive, but you're hanging up there like, oh, is he gonna? You're not just bang, you know, the instancy.
Okay.
It's, okay, you ever heard click and close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
If you click and close, you are not hanging in plant.
Right. You go back, you click, and then you close.
You close. Good downhill player.
Yeah, downhill player.
You can't close before you click.
No.
No.
You sometimes
click first,
these guys
and then
get
close.
That. Yeah, they get that backwards.
Gathers to cut. Wolchuk.
Oh, so this is a guy who probably does not have very good route running ability.
There you go.
He's not smooth with his route running. You know, he's got a little bit of a hitch, and in his change of direction, there's a little bit of a stop there.
I think, yeah, you get that one right.
Give me a Cowboys receiver who would gather to cut but was made up for it. Is that Dez? Is that T.O.?
Gather to cut would be sometimes Michael Gallup.
Okay.
You know, when you watch him, some of those routes that...
Not smooth.
Kind of runs choppy.
Yeah, choppy.
And then, you know, kind of gets himself together and then is able to make a move. Brandon Cooks would be the opposite of that. Like, his routes... Usually guys that have to gather like that, they run their routes at like different speed. You want to run your route all at the same pace so they can't reach. I got one for you, Wolchuk.
Okay.
LIA.
LIA?
LIA. That guy's LIA.
Oof, I don't know what LAI stands for.
Light in the ass.
Okay, light in the ass. Damn it, yeah. I should have known that
yeah.
one.
Especially you're after watching yesterday. The film. Yeah, we're doing the
light in the ass. I'm a power yeah. bottom guy.
Yeah. If you sometimes you'll hear a scout go, he's LIA.
Okay, light in the ass.
Light in the ass. And it's instead of saying light in the ass, you're just using
No, that's good. LIA works. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
You gotta be efficient.
I'm gonna start putting that in my notes.
During draft season.
That dude's LIA.
Is it good or bad if you say an offensive lineman plays the piano?
That's bad. I think he's a soft player.
Oh, okay. All right, little Joey Harrington dig on him. Actually, it's a lineman who does a good job of moving up and down the line of scrimmage like Russell Okung.
Okay, I could see that a little bit, the way that you play the piano. Sure.
I think your guy Barton out of Duke can play the piano.
He can.
I
mean, he can play all five positions. All right, that makes some more sense.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't use that term positively.
Your direct definition of it, though, is soft. On point. Yeah. When you find out that offensive line guy has a piano background, he's dropping a level.
And maybe I shouldn't.
I learned that from Joey Harrington. You're right about that.
Although Marion Barber, tough as hell. And that guy played the piano.
And there's outliers everywhere.
Maybe I should reevaluate. I don't know.
Just overall, the piano players probably don't produce a lot of football players, but you can't rule it out. You know, there was the math wizard who quit.
That's true.
Who quit football to go be a better, because he was better at math than he was at football, and he was like a three-time Pro Bowler when he shut it down. Freaking offensive linemen, some of these dudes. How about Nubs?
Nubs?
What are Nubs?
Oh, my gosh. Short, stocky?
Fingers. Does that have to do with fingers?
Special type of shoe that supposedly improves a player's 40-yard dash.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
Track, like if you know at the combine.
Yeah. They'll wear those special shoes.
Yeah.
And just nubs everywhere.
So what you have to do is I've seen guys before, like, literally get down and then Mark Gorshak, the guy who runs the 40. Steeler guy.
He's great.
He stops. He'll stop the drill and he'll make those guys change their shoes.
So are they just thinner, lighter shoes?
Track shoes.
Okay.
So you want to, like at the combine, you want it to be a nub-free environment.
Yes.
You want a more accurate time. Yeah. I don't want these guys. That's cheating. That's
you can't play in nubs? Couldn't play on the field in nubs?
I don't think you can. The shoe's too
flimsy.
Too flimsy, yeah.
Too airy.
Yeah, but I've seen Mark do it. I mean, Mark's like, no, change your shoes. And like the kids are like arguing, you know. And
we got a nub here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
They can only be to certain specifications.
Yeah, football shoes, something like that, yeah.
Now, Woodhauler's ass or Woodhauler's butt is on this list, and they say as the example for it, and then, speaking of this is from ESPN, our buddy Matt Mosley.
Yeah.
Is he working in Waco now?
I think he's doing Waco stuff.
Is
Waco
it not, radio. Is it Mosley? I was thinking this would be a Matt Miller excursion.
Matt Miller?
Because he's a draft guy, but shout out to Mosley, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this might have been actually when Brian was working with Mosley back in the day.
Back in the day.
Oh, when this was first published.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. This is awesome.
I think I helped him a little bit with some of these terms. Okay. I know I did with Jeff Legwell, who covers the Denver Broncos. He's like, he was one of the original seven that covered the combine, one of the first that I ever saw in 92. But he's like, hey, man, I need all your scouting terms. And he was throwing them out there. We were shooting it around. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of them, man. Especially if you get with older guys.
That's what
I
want to
know. The older guys. The young guys don't know the scouting.
Like the nub, I would have never known. The LIA, I love. And I guess Woodhauler's ass is similar to the LIA, right? Light in the ass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very important. I can imagine you guys want to come up with a lot of ways to define and describe that.
You ever heard of a washcloth tackler?
Washcloth tackler.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have not heard of that one, but I'm trying to think.
He's a guy who misses tackles a lot.
Yeah.
Slides off.
You ever taken a washcloth and thrown it against the wall and it kind of sticks for a minute and then slides right off. That's a washcloth tackler.
Yeah.
He's like, he initially sticks and then he just slides right off.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, falls off.
I'm looking for a towel pop tackler. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I want you to hit like snap. Dude just hits the ground.
That's a scouting term. The guy's got some snap.
Got some snap.
Yeah. It's like when you.
Thumper. That's another one. Thumper. That I like. Thumper. Big hitter.
Cowboys offensive lineman from 2010 who had an epic Woodhauler's ass, but still performed at a high level.
That's that. What was our guy's name? From the Lions, Detroit Lions, back in the day.
Leonard Davis?
No, Kyle Kozar.
Kyle Kozar might have had a Woodhauler's ass himself.
Kyle Kozar was a thin lower.
Did Phil Costa have a Woodhauler's ass?
He did, but they go with Columbo, who I believe.
Oh, Columbo, he was really okay.
Doug Free replaced.
Doug Free might have also had a little. Doug Free was a little top heavy.
Yeah.
Knee bender. That's good, right?
If you're a knee bender, yeah.
That's, offensive lineman, you need that, and you definitely want a guy that has some knee bend as an edge rusher.
And when you start to talk about knee bend, like, okay, guy currently like Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma, for a big, tall 6'8 guy, he plays with good knee bend. So you don't want a guy that plays upright all the time. You want a knee bender.
And we have that a lot with a lot of these tackles. They're all 6'7".
They're all a group big, tall of them guys.
Some of them have that trait better than others.
Don't be a waistbender.
No.
Waistbending's bad, too.
No, except on, you know, date night. Double catch. That is bobbling the ball before securing it. I feel like that applies to Gallup
as well.
That's a
body catcher. Yeah. And surprisingly, you know what? I didn't know this about Brandon Cooks until we saw him play with the Cowboys every day of last year. But Brandon Cooks has a little body catching in him, but he doesn't have the double bobble here.
Yeah.
But that's like, you know, strong hands, high point the football. You go up and you get the ball at its highest point, strong hands catcher. So, yeah, I like that term.
Pretty impressive from Gallup for what he was able to do for those couple seasons, being a guy who
sideline work, man,
gathered to cut.
Contort.
He was a double catcher.
Yeah.
And until his athleticism just dropped because of that injury, he still made it work at a very high level. You know, I thought he was a very solid number two receiver there for a while. And
that's the Terrence Williams special, the double catcher.
It's tough. You know, I think it's a hidden blow to this offense. You know how good Dak was with him on those in-breaking routes?
He was. Sam Cromley, who works in the Cowboys video department, always listens to the show. He's a Tolo. He says former coach Paul Alexander loved playing the piano. So he must I never worked with Paul.
I'm going to reevaluate the piano take then.
Yeah.
We're going with a positive.
Because you're going up and down the keys, right? Whole width of the.
I'm
going
to add my Graham Barton notes.
I've also heard playing the piano is a guy that's really good with his hands, especially a defensive lineman. That keeps blockers off his legs.
Oh, the hand fighting.
Legs.
Because they're down there by your lap.
When you said piano player, I was thinking of guy, because I've heard it before, sometimes guys don't protect their legs and they get cut.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So if you're playing the piano, you're keeping your hands down and playing off those blocks.
Okay.
Interesting how that evolves, you know. Maybe somebody says piano player one time and it means one thing, but then it takes on some different meanings.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard War Daddy is like the tackle that, you know, refuses to lose against anybody.
Right.
You know.
You have to kill him to stop him.
But it is draft season, and we are now just over 1 month away, Brian. Do you feel the final countdown on how many players you got in the books?
I'm down to my last, like, 30 guys.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
you've been a machine again.
I'm trying.
Consistency.
No, we're all trying to get it done. I'm just making sure that I was talking with Dane Brugler about this and making sure give me all your fifth-round guys. I just want to make sure that those guys fifth round, because I do 200 players, and I just want to make sure that I have everybody fifth round and up, and everybody behind that, you know, is probably, like I say, probably not going to make your team. We'll see. But I'd like to know all those fifth round guys as well.
What do we have coming up next, Eric?
Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the Nation.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Wyatt Langford has drawn first blood in Rookie of the Year competition as he has made the roster. Jackson Holliday's MLB debut is going to have to wait as the Orioles have decided he will start his season in the minors. I guess he is amongst the L's this week, Chief. Take it away.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories right now? It's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. 512, biggest L, my 94-year-old lifelong Rangers fan grandmother passed away Monday afternoon.
Mm.
Biggest dub, she got to see her Rangers win a World Series.
That is true. Hell yeah.
She went out a champion. 94 years, damn good run, honoring DeMarcus Ware along the way. So that's a true DFW sports legend right there, your grandmother. And rest in peace. Rest in peace to her. And now we do get to celebrate Wyatt Langford, as you mentioned, Dawson, as he will be on the opening day roster. He's earned it. He's been wearing number 82, and he's confirmed that he does not want to be number 82 anymore, but we can't get any confirmation of what his number is going to be. So we're going to need to see what that number is going to be for Wyatt Langford. And if we want to take some suggestions at 877-881-1053, that's totally fine. Because I think that's going to be important right there. But punting on 82 is a very, very good decision. Like, he wouldn't have had that choice if he did the Evan Carter thing where he came in and then went on the playoff run and win a World Series in a number. Like, Evan Carter, I don't think, wanted to necessarily be 32, but now it's like, why would I change it? But just a spring training run in a number is not good enough to garner keeping it when it's a number like 82. So we'll see what Wyatt Langford does there, but I'm really excited to see just the aesthetic of Wyatt Langford in a badass number, Rangers uniform, opening day. It's happening. Very exciting.
Yeah, get him something iconic. You know, I don't know exactly what all is available, but I would look deep into history to find a match.
You were 36 in college at Florida? Thought he was, trying to think, he was a 30 number in college. I was trying to.
It was 36. Yeah.
Was he?
And then he was wearing 20 down with Frisco last year.
I like
so
20.
He's got some. 20 looks pretty good. 36 doesn't look bad either.
That's Duran, right? 20
is
Duran.
Yeah, 20 is unavailable. I don't know if anybody's 36, though. I'd have to look that up.
None of our pitchers?
Maybe a pitcher has that.
Well, I think.
What's Jacob DeGrom? 48, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, it's gonna be good no matter what it is. I wish 20 was available because I think that would be fantastic. 21, 22. What if he goes deuce on you over there, Walchuk? I know you would. 469. Biggest dub, girl dad coming in September. That's our guy Joel Wood.
Yes, Joel.
Congratulations, Joel Wood. Big time Twolo texting in. He's usually chatting with the Twitches. So congratulations to you, Joel Wood. Welcome to the Girl Dad family, bro. September, just in time for football season. My guy's going to be watching Red Zone, holding his baby, having himself a beautiful fall. It's awesome.
We're not watching any games at all.
Well, that's certainly also his horizon times.
We hope you get to watch with your child.
Hope for the best. Yeah, hope for the best on that.
Yeah.
We got 469. Biggest L is working. Biggest Dub, listening to you guys while I work. Thank you, 469. We love you very much. 318, Biggest Dub, I spent 2 days in a row with my granddaughter. She's 9 months old. Best times ever. Yeah, the grandparenthood seems fantastic, dude. I can see it. I can see it with my own parents. I'm seeing it now from a distance with Walchuk's parents becoming grandparents.
Yeah, it's unreal.
That's an epic time in life.
I'm just hoping to hold it off at least another 10 years. You know what I'm saying, Brian? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to get after it? You ready for Bennett to get married and start popping out some grandkids
for
you?
He's gay. His dad was overdosed.
What? No, what? What'd you say?
His dad was overdosed?
Yeah.
No. Oh. I said his dad was 0-2 on marriage, so I'm not interested.
Overdose.
I thought he said something crazy.
Yeah, overdose on marriage, so no.
Yeah.
Go back and run that back.
We might need
to. Did you hear what I heard?
I heard overdose.
Overdose.
Okay.
Overdose.
Overdose.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No,
my bad.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
It makes sense.
We do need to congratulate the fishermen on Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks. Opening day of paddlefish season landed a new world record paddlefish, 164 pounds, 13 ounces. That's a big boy right there. So opening up the paddlefish weekend and coming away as a world record holder is pretty dang awesome. L, though, to the sewage spill in White Rock Lake that involved, I imagine, some level of Walchuk's own waste.
Probably quite a bit.
Making it into there as there was a Plano sewage spill that got into the White Rock Lake waters. And the Woolly Bully is first and foremost to blame on that one.
Yeah, I can attest.
The sewage bill's been pretty high over there at the Walchucks, from what I understand.
Been. Another pipe breaker.
So far, so good on the pipes broken, but I think we're getting close.
Dude, Happy Gilmore, we mentioned earlier, that's a huge dub. It looks like we are going to get a Happy Gilmore 2.0. And I think it's actually coming to Netflix, the more I'm reading up on this.
Okay, yeah, Adam Sandler's had a deal with Netflix, so that would make sense. I think all of his films are going straight to Netflix. He's also like the highest paid actor right now. I think he makes $73 million.
Wow.
He signed that deal with Netflix.
Jeez. I remember a couple of years ago how saying Adam Sandler movies were all horrible was a thing. Apparently he's still getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, there's a broad spectrum of Adam Sandler movies, some of which are incredible and some of which are the exact opposite. But by and large, I think of good thoughts whenever I think of Adam Sandler. His good movies are good enough to outweigh some of the weird crap that he's pumped out there. L for, I don't know if this is a bigger L for Tracy Morgan or for Ozempic, but he says he's gained 40 pounds on Ozempic. And the quote was, I can out-eat Ozempic.
Wow.
Which I believe is the first of its kind. I don't know that anyone has gone toe-to-toe with Ozempic and said, watch me out-eat what you're trying to do to my appetite here. That's pretty dang impressive. Tracy Morgan's built different. Because everybody's losing weight on this thing.
Dude, it's killer for everybody. It is. It's getting the job done.
You know you're in a world of trouble when the greatest magical weight loss pill that's working for everyone, and you're putting on 40 pounds.
Doesn't work for you.
Yeah, some people have a different reaction to it, you know?
We have, are you guys familiar with the Cushion OJ mixtape, Wiz Khalifa?
Mm-hmm. O.J. Simpson and Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, that's right. It was a great duet mixtape of a lifetime. Cushion Orange Juice 2 is apparently in the works.
Let's go. Yeah, all so, right.
I saw that a few days ago, and that's one of the greater mixtapes ever created. And so if Wiz Khalifa, I just don't know if he still got it in him. Like I haven't heard anything from him in the last at least 5 years that was worth listening like all the way through to it. Like, and I'm just talking about a single song, let alone an entire album. So maybe he's channeling something of his past where he was really at the height of his powers. And if we're getting anything that resembles the first mixtape of Cushion OJ, then that we're probably going to have a great summer as a community.
I love when Weed and Boys is playing and, you know, you're going to a Cowboys game, whether it's in the tailgate or whether it's in the stadium. It just has a great feel to it on game day.
316, Brian definitely said his kid was gay.
Thank you.
703, thank I you. Heard gay too,
Brian
Dawson.
Brian has been burning holes in the side of my face since he said that, and I was like, wait, what did you just say? No. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean
my
to make it awkward.
Gay, but my brother's gay, but
yeah.
my
I didn't think
he
would reveal it on the air like that.
No. Right.
Yeah.
No.
And I didn't think he was. I was just like, I was shocked that you said that.
I thought I said Owen Dose.
I just heard the overdose, which you said Owen Dose. I thought you said overdose. I didn't hear the.
It was some. A lot of people heard some level of like a homosexual overdosing situation, which college experimenting can happen. You know.
No, my brother's gay, but my son's not.
Okay. Well,
not that there'd be anything wrong with it.
No, of course
I'm just.
Not.
I think no, I'm just.
A lot of us have gay family members.
Yeah. My brother has a gay brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said that.
469, biggest L, I can't complain. Biggest dub, hitting the weekend as a teacher and another week down to summer break. Shout out to the teachers. Yeah. All of us hardworking teachers.
Yeah, they'll be working all summer by my understanding. Preparing lesson plans, like grinding, getting their classrooms in order. Figured out this the hard way a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we were here for that one.
Yeah.
682, biggest L, 8-month-old daughter got acquainted with concrete for the first time. That's...
Oh,
man,
no.
That's a tough one. I've had a handful of those. At 8 months, though, that's tough. That's very tough. Biggest dub, though, she is okay. So congratulations. I think the text is reflecting the biggest dub of the week actually going to Wiz Khalifa and the potential Cushion Orange Juice 2.0.
It's good.
Mixtape. Everybody's fired up for that one. So there it is. Biggest
dub. Maybe
L,
a Weed Em Boys 2.0.
Let's go.
Perhaps.
I'm here for it. Thank you, Chief. 2 hours down, 3 to go here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest join us. We're going to be talking baseball. This gentleman joined us twice last year, and if you heard it, you loved it. You also saw him on MLB Network and other various media outlets, being a baseball expert for years. Casey Stern, host of Unfiltered, joins you next here in the Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.